headed for a ride. I'm Melissa Patrick. Whether you are an experienced trail rider or just like to get out and ride, then this weekend is for you. The Mohican Trail Jamboree will take place at Mohican State Park this Sunday, April 19th, starting at 11 a.m. and will allow riders to enjoy the beautiful mountain bike trails throughout the Mohican State Park and forest. Mike Jarosik, president of the Mohican Malabar Bike Club, says that the Jamboree is a gathering of mountain bikers and runners that love Mohican and love being out on the trails and to socialize with like-minded people.
It is also a fundraiser for the club, Mohican Malabar Bike Club. Proceeds of this club go directly to trail maintenance. About 20 of us hardworking folks that built the trail with some occasional help from others. And we do the trail maintenance. And trail maintenance costs money, as you might imagine, supplies and so forth. Chainsaws, gas for chainsaws, a little bit. So it is a fundraiser. It's also just there for fun.
Jarosik says that he realizes that not everyone who has interest in riding has been to Mohican before or new to mountain biking in general, so they are working to make it a beginner-friendly event.
We're going to lead group rides. There will be a leader and a sweeper to make sure nobody gets left behind. They'll break down in different groups depending on what kind of a ride you want. There's a variety of different distances, and we have several aid stations throughout the trail system. They'll be stocked with drinks and snacks. There will be some shuttling available if somebody decides they've bitten off more than they can chew and needs a ride back to headquarters. That's the basics of what the Trail Jamboree is all about.
In addition to introducing riders to the Mohican Trail system, the goal of the Jamboree is to educate cyclists about the misconception that people have that their state taxes go to pay for maintaining the trails. But Jarosik shares that although ODNR provides support, the club keeps the trails clear and rideable for everyone. The event is sponsored by the Ashland Bike Company, All Out Nutrition, Trails End Pizza, and Why Not Cycling and Fitness. Participants can register for the event at bikereg.com the day of the event.
The rides will start at 11 a.m., so it'd be good for everybody to get there ahead of time, do the staging, and find out what group they want to ride in and those kinds of things. It's going to be located in the main mountain bike parking lot on Ohio State Route 3, just a bit south of Loudonville and just a bit north of the intersection of 3 and Ohio Route 97. 2 p.m. is about the time when we'll start serving pizza. That's being paid for by the club, no cost for the food to the participants. As far as the cost for riding in our trail jamboree, it's by donation only. That's it. So you can sign up for free or give us $20 or $100 or whatever you feel you want to contribute.
For more information, log on to RideMohican.com or contact MMBCinfo@RideMohican.com. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday no accidents, 11 incidents, and this arrest. Mark Anson Pahundas of Millersburg, who's arrested and charged with community sanctions violation. Synthetic kratom is now permanently banned in Ohio. It has been banned since December when Governor Mike DeWine signed an emergency order. On Monday, the state's Board of Pharmacy classified synthetic kratom as a Schedule 1 controlled substance. Some say it can be more potent than morphine and is often sold in gas stations and smoke shops. The rule does not apply to kratom in its natural vegetative state. The state of Ohio is rolling out a new tool to help curb school truancy. Ohio leaders are rolling out a new tool to track student attendance across the state. Governor Mike DeWine announced a statewide dashboard that will update weekly. It'll show absenteeism data by district, school, and grade level. State officials say more than a quarter of Ohio students were chronically absent last year. The goal is to give schools and families real-time data to help kids get back in the classroom. The Ohio Department of Health has released a data tool to visualize kindergarten immunization rates across the state. It's a dashboard that allows users to see statewide data as well as rates for individual vaccines. Users can also search for vaccination rates in each county and by individual schools in which kindergartners are enrolled. The dashboard tracks the reported totals of vaccinated kindergartners, the percentage of those with a medical exemption, those with a non-medical exemption, and those with documentation missing. In total, 2,097 schools reported vaccination rates, which is a requirement of Ohio law. ODH says the dashboard features data going back to the 2017-18 school year and will be updated annually. The recent presidential scandal at Ohio State University is prompting a state lawmaker to call for a performance audit of a private nonprofit economic development corporation. Ted Carter, the former Ohio State University president, resigned abruptly last month because of an inappropriate relationship with a podcaster. The podcaster was funded by Jobs Ohio to the tune of over $60,000, but never completed the prepaid tasks. Republican State Senator Sandra O'Brien of Rome Township introduced Senate Bill 420 Tuesday, which would mandate an annual performance review of Jobs Ohio and force its compliance with Ohio public records and open meetings laws. Similar efforts are happening in the House. A date has now been set for the recall election in Whitehall, despite ongoing legal challenges against the validity of the recall itself. A date is now set for an election to potentially recall Whitehall Mayor Michael Bivens and City Council members Lori Elmore and Amy Harkar. After multiple meetings, including two this week, City Council set the election for Thursday, May 28th. The recall election will cost about $40,000. Even with the election set, there is a complaint challenging the number of signatures gathered for this recall effort. Canton police say a woman found dead in Stark County has been identified. Around 2:45 Tuesday afternoon, officers responded to the 1600 block of 3rd Street Southeast in Canton after a 911 caller reported what appeared to be a human body lying near a creek. Canton fire paramedics transported the victim to the Stark County Coroner's Office. Authorities later identified the woman as 46-year-old Charisse Otis of Canton. Otis's remains have since been transferred to the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office, where an autopsy will be conducted to determine the cause and manner of death. And finally, Cleveland is about to make naval history. The U.S. Navy has announced the future USS Cleveland will be commissioned next month, right in the city it's named after. This is the first time a U.S. Navy warship will be commissioned in Ohio. The Littoral Combat Ship is designed for modern coastal missions and represents the Navy's next generation of warships. The USS Cleveland will dock on May 9th with public tours happening through the 13th. Then the ship will be commissioned into the Navy on May 16th. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.